For months, and in all weather, people have sheltered under these steps below the Wigford Way Bridge, with many of us passing them by as we head down to the waterfront. But the City of Lincoln Council say fencing the area off is the correct response to antisocial behaviour. Here's what passers-by thought about the situation.
I feel sorry for them, because obviously it's not their fault, but the actual nasty foul language and everything else that were coming out with wasn't very nice either. But then again, it's what circumstances are under, isn't it?
Have they got the people who have put the fencing up?
Have they given them an alternative?
I don't know why, in this day and age, we have young people who are, you know, sleeping rough, with serious mental health issues, living under a bridge.
Some of those who congregated here were found not to be homeless at all, whereas others engaged with the council's intervention team and have been placed into temporary accommodation. The council say a small number were unwilling to accept their help. One man who has been helping the homeless of Lincoln for years is Reverend Jeremy Cullenmore of the St. Mary Lee Wigford Church. He has faith that the council's intervention strategy that was set up in the summer is doing good.
Well, I think what they're doing, it's dead easy to sit back and moan and say, oh, isn't it dreadful, these people littering the doorways and looking so untidy. We must punish them or we must move them on. What the City Council have been doing with their intervention team, working with Lincoln Big and various specialist agencies like Ad Action and so on, is actually trying to address the root causes for people being in that position.
Homelessness in Lincoln remains a complex issue, but the council say help is there for those that want it. Keelan Balderson, Siren Radio.